murder which is sweeping the eastern third of the nation is being committed by creatures who feast upon the flesh of their victims.
The world ended. Didn't you get the memo?
They're dead. And you're gonna be next.
Wake up! Time to die.
It's a full moon. Beware the moon. And stick to the road. Oops.
I vote we get back to the slaughtered lamb.
Yeah.
You never grow old, Michael. And you'll never die. But you must feed.
My own brother, a goddamn shit-up ambassador. Will you wait till Mom finds out, buddy?
Detail, I guess, I forgot to mention. You die, you lose.
This is now the United States of
EMZT Radio.
Welcome to another episode of EMZT Radio. I'm Bane Hellborn with my partner, Infamous MJ.
He's back. Yes, I didn't get killed by any Sharknadoes.
Oh my god, Sharknado. Dude!
Sharknado 3.
Sharknado 3 came out Wednesday. Was on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, well, of course. Where else would it
be? Oh my god. People have been talking all about it, and I'm like, what? It came out already? Ew.
Yeah, you know, Mark Cuban's bad acting was probably took the cake. I saw, I haven't been able to see the whole thing yet, but I have seen bits and pieces of it through people, you know, putting it on Vine and stuff.
Just the whole thought that they were doing this now in D.C. I'm like, oh my god, seriously?
Oh no, it wasn't just in D.C.
Where now?
They're all over the place. They're all over the East Coast now.
Oh, the East Coast.
The entire East Coast, because they had a couple in Orlando, too.
Oh, jeez.
They actually interrupted a NASCAR race.
Oh, damn!
For you NASCAR fans, Brad Keselowski gets eaten.
Yes!
So we lose a NASCAR driver. That's what we do here. We lose a NASCAR driver. Oh, goodness.
Shit.
Yeah.
This is just out of hand now. Sharknado.
And on the book of Sharknado, we have more fun this weekend, as a matter of fact.
What's this weekend again?
Our big friend, Steve Guttenberg.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, God.
Has his own movie. And you told me the name of it, and I honestly can't remember it right now.
Oh, right. Lavalantula.
Lavalantula. Hey,
which,
I'll say,
let me guess. It's a tarantula the size of a volcano.
No, it's a bunch of lava-spitting tarantulas.
Lava-spitting tarantulas. Well, that's even better than what I thought.
Hey, but you know what, though? I'll give the Sci-Fi Channel credit. I will give them total credit. They have single-handedly kept the B-movie industry alive.
And it seems like they're the only ones with original ideas for movies and not doing fucking remakes.
Yes, we know they suck. But at least they're original. You're right.
They're original ideas. I mean, that was new. Lava spitting tarantulas. That is a new one on my list.
Yes. You know, I literally wonder how the people in the 70s would feel if they popped. And I know there's a lot of people from the 70s around today. I got it. But, no, I mean, I wonder if you pop some of these movies that like the Lava Lantula and all the Sharknado movies back in the 70s. I wonder how they'd play. Seriously, I honestly wonder how they would play. I mean, I think they would play great because, I mean, we had what? Godzilla versus, what were some of the Godzilla movies? Because they got really out there back in the 70s.
Let's see, what was it? They went, mechanical first. So they did his mechanical doppelganger, the Mechagodzilla.
Then there's
Mothra and Ghidra and... Oh, God. They did every type of creature they could think of.
You remember the South Park parody of that?
Yeah. Wait, who was that?
Sidney Poitier was Mothra.
Right.
Barbra Streisand was Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. Wait, and Robert Smith, he was something, too.
Oh.
They had
Robert Smith was Mothra. Robert Smith was Mothra.
Right.
And the turtle dude. I can't remember the name of the turtle dude. But that was Sidney Poitier.
Right. Oh, yeah. What was that turtle?
I can't remember the name of the turtle. But seriously, it's like you watch these like disaster movies from the 70s and all the weird Godzilla versus, and even like weren't like some of the Piranha movies?
Yes.
Even back in the 70s?
Like, yes, they were. They started in 77 or 76,
I know they dovetailed off of Jaws.
Yeah.
And then they made like a whole bunch of Piranha movies, and then Sci-Fi Channel just goes, you know what? It's been, 25 years since a good Piranha movie? And that's, and honestly, this is the humble beginnings of Sharknado, for those of you who don't know. literally, like, early 2000s, Sci-Fi goes, you know what? There hasn't been a Piranha movie made in a while. So, we're making one. And then it was Octopiranha or something? Like, a Piranha got mixed up with an octopus, and they had a whole bunch of weird Piranha movies, and then Sharknado comes out of the Piranha movies.
Definitely.
and now we're gonna have lava spitting tarantulas.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. All these movies would have been really well in the 70s. I was just thinking about it. I mean, because they had the cheesiest shit back then because they had limited technology and skills.
Could you imagine? Now, I know they made a Godzilla movie with a green screen.
Yes.
But go back to the original 70s version, even the 50s versions. Yeah, 60s versions of the Godzilla movies. Do you imagine what they would look like with a green screen?
Friggin' hilarious.
but like I said earlier, God bless Sci-Fi for doing this. Because, I mean, you could do whatever you want. They will just find random people. I am convinced by the time there's a 10th Sharknado, you and I are going to be in that 10th Sharknado. Oh, by the way, Sharknado 4 may or may not have been greenlit already.
You're kidding me. Sharknado 4?
I was reading it on Facebook earlier. Apparently, you get to decide Tara Reid's fate.
Okay.
See, I'm telling you, though, that's going to be the next step in movies. Now that we've gotten... Well, think about it. We've got 3D now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a legitimate 3D movie experience. We have IMAX. Choose your own adventure movies.
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing this. You get to decide how Tara... Does she live or die? Oh my god.
Turn it's to page hilarious. If you want Tara Reid to live, turn to page 22. If you want Tara Reid to die, turn to page 56. Did we just
come
up?
Oh my god. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh my god, we now officially I think we have officially entered the nerd kingdom.
Oh jeez.
We're sitting we were already there already. We're sitting here talking about choose your own adventure movies, not just books, movies.
Movies, yeah. How cool is that? Well, no, I mean, they sort of did it with one of the Final Destination DVD. They have one a special feature that you can go back through the movie and choose the fate of the characters.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it was great because it's like a coin flip. So they go to like a certain scene in the movie to where shit would just happen, and they stopped it and they're like, "What would you choose?" And it shows a coin flip in the air, and it says, "Should it go this way or should it go this way?" And I always, knowing how the movie goes, I'm like, "Let's choose the opposite way and see what happens." It was fucking hilarious.
Oh, so we need more movies like that. And not just on DVD. We need that in the... Could you imagine these sick, twisted idiots that we would go to the movies with?
Yeah, you know, that I think that would be fun. Because they even had that... Actually, they had something like that back in the 50s.
Uh-huh.
To where... which movie was it? Was it The Tingler or something like that? Where the audience was given cards with thumbs up or thumbs down. And the audience would choose... the fate of the characters back then.
Let him die.
Yeah. Should he live or should he die? Yeah. Awesome. I was just remembering. I remembering I saw that on some sort of special feature of The Tingler or something, because they had these hokey gimmicks back in the day to get people to come to the theaters, and that was one of them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, really? I was like, all right. And they have to do extra – they have to do – with our new technology, they would have to shoot extra scenes, of course, to accommodate all the different choices.
But that would take what? An extra 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, really.
I mean, come on. You throw it on a green screen and just change a few things around. You'd be all right.
Yeah.
I don't think that would blow budgets out of proportions. But speaking of channels, I have a natural addiction to.
Which one?
I don't know. You don't have this channel, but you need this channel. The El Rey Network.
What?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's actually owned, and I need to bring up my my notes, because this is on my notes, and I totally just put it down somewhere. The owner of the... We are very familiar with the owner of the El Rey Network.
Who is it?
Let me bring it up again. It's in my notes. The guy who owns El Rey, and I started watching El Rey, just to point everything out to people, I started watching El Rey Network because they have a wrestling program called Lucha Underground. And... No. This channel, it's like a Grindhouse channel.
Okay.
And I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's Robert Rodriguez. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, Rodriguez.
Okay. Robert Rodriguez owns the El Rey Network. So we are very familiar with his work.
Oh, okay.
And they have a whole bunch of pretty awesome stuff. They have... like Big Trouble in Little China, you know, like some of the Grindhouse movies that even we grew up with are on that channel. You get there's a thing called Sling TV that Dish Network owns. It's like $20 a month. No, I'm serious. It's like $20 bucks a month, and it has the El Rey Network on it.
Huh.
So you probably should check that out.
Maybe.
And you don't need to have Dish Network to have it. All you need is an internet connection.
Okay. I'll check out.
And good on Dish for really being the first company not to require a subscription to their service in order to have an internet service. Yeah.
Because to watch all the shows I need to catch up on, you need to have a subscription.
Yep, you need to have a subscription. Yep.
Like, I don't want to have cable subscription just to watch these shows.
Who does? I mean, damn. I'm slowly becoming a cord cutter, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just... What's there interesting to watch on cable these days? I mean, seriously.
Nothing, really. Because everything's off until October.
No, we have Fear the Walking Dead.
Oh, that's right.
Starts next month.
That's right.
We have, we're actually going to be rolling out a new service coming up for Fear the Walking Dead and our Walking Dead live tweets.
What are we doing?
We are going to be periscoping.
Periscoping?
That's right. What I'm going to try to do is an hour before Fear the Walking Dead and an hour before the Walking Dead, we're going to have a Periscope party.
Now, what does that entail?
Now, for those of you who don't know what Periscope is, it's owned by Twitter. And on your phone, you can hold live web chats and have fun with video.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, you can have live web chats and you come in on Twitter. You can ask questions. We'll goof around, ask questions, and see where things go. Oh, we won't be giving out any spoilers, but as soon as Fear the Walking Dead or The Walking Dead, whichever one we might be doing at the time, pops up on the screen, we'll be moving over to the live tweeter and live tweeting again. So you West Coast people, just stay off if you don't want to know what happens.
Yeah.
Or do what the rest of the world does and find an East Coast feed. Because East Coast is the superior coast, baby.
No, just the signal hits there first.
That's why we're the superior coast.
Oh, shut it.
But yes, we are going to start having a Periscope party every Sunday night, starting in August. Periscope party, baby. Woo-woo!
Hey, it looks like I might be able to download this, too.
Yeah, if you have an Android, I believe it also works for iPhone.
I do have Android.
Yeah, so you can download Periscope, and we'll have a Periscope party.
Nice. Yeah, this is really cool-looking app, too.
Oh, yeah.
Video streaming social network service. Nice.
Very nice. Yes.
All from your phone, peeps. Boy, your phones are going to do everything now.
This is Lucan Wolf, and you're tuned in to the delightful darkness of EMZT Radio.
Little brave ones. You are now listening to EMZT Radio.
Sinister Sisters.
Welcome to the Sinister Sisters. I am Bane Hellborn with my sister,
Scorpio Girl.
And today we're talking about horror movies for people who hate horror movies.
And that would be me.
Because, she doesn't like horror movies.
I don't like them.
But she will watch a few with me.
Yes, I will. But I suffer nightmares, so I suffer from nightmares.
Yeah. From watching horror movies.
From watching horror movies.
Yeah.
My unconscious hates me.
Yeah.
Which is not good for my id, or my ego, or my super ego.
And her subconscious is a wuss.
I am the wussiest wuss I know, and now you do too.
Anyway, we're looking at an article from ChillerTV.com. This was compiled by a recent horror convert. She used to hate horror movies, but she came up with this list that changed her mind. So we have number one is The Others.
Okay, to me this is not a horror movie at all. I actually like The Others. I own this movie.
Yeah.
Only because there's one line in the movie that I use in everyday life, and that's when the husband comes back and she's all, "Where have you been?" And he looks at her and he's like, "Sometimes I bleed." Okay. One instance at work. My supervisor was being really like, "Oh, you need to do this and that, blah, 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 blah," and that's all I heard. And I just looked at him and I said, "Sometimes I bleed." And he walked away with a WTF face, and I was fine the rest of the day. So that, to me, is not a horror movie because...
Well, The Others, no, is not really a horror movie. It's more a ghost story.
But you know what? Because of this movie, it gets me freaked out when, like, I am doing things by myself or doing things that you do alone. And then sometimes my mind wanders, and I'm like, oh, dang, how many people are in this room watching me?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
But I agree, it's not really a horror movie. It's more a ghost story. So, and it's a little spooky.
Mm-hmm.
And a good warm-up for someone who could be a horror convert.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if you've seen this one. Rosemary's Baby, goodness. 1968.
Yes, and I saw it when I was really young, and still to this day, I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
You don't get it?
I don't get it.
Well, it's not really a horror movie. Well,
it's not a horror movie. It's a group of effed up people doing effed up things. That's not really a horror movie. That's everyday life.
Well, the horror part was that Mia Farrow was sacrificed to Satan to bear his spawn.
Yeah, everybody that I've met have thought that they were the devil or the seed of the devil. And I've met actually quite a few seeds of the devil. So this is everyday life. This is not a horror movie to me. This is like everyday life, meaning effed up people doing effed up things. So, yeah. Okay. Next.
Okay, how about Shaun of the Dead? Not really a horror movie, it's a horror comedy as well.
This
what it
would be a horror movie I'd love to be in.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, see, comedy horror is horror. Not really horror.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Especially, yeah, no. No, because I use that line often when I'm just like in a situation I don't want to be. Go to the Winchester and have a pint and wait till this all blows over.
Right.
That's my line. Like, these movies I use in everyday life.
Night of the Living Dead, okay. The original.
All right.
1968.
Excuse my English, but hell to the MF. No. 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 This is a true life real horror movie that you are not going to make me watch drunk. You're not going to even like, ha ha ha, watch what we're watching. No. No. No, this is a horror movie that, no. All I can say is no, no.
Why?
No. Uh-uh. No. It's a fear. It's an innate fear. Like, mm-mm. Even when I see black and white, I like with one eye shut, like, is it? No. No, I'm sorry. This is a horror movie that's not going to turn me into watching horror movies. This is a horror movie that's going to make me be like, no, we need to watch comedy. We need to stay up all night. We need to do something to get this out of my head.
Okay, how about Flatliners?
Okay, this is not a horror movie
at all. It's not a horror movie.
I used to own this movie.
It's more a sci-fi.
You're ruining horror movie stuff. Now talk about horror movies. Hi, people. This is Boom Doom. Was that funny? Whatever. I'm gone.
All right. No,
Flatliners is a sci-fi type movie.
It's a sci-fi type movie, so yeah. I'd be one of those kids being like, yeah, let's bring someone back to life after we kill them first.
Or no, the whole point was to see what was after death, if there was anything after.
Yeah, thank you, 1990s, because it's still 2015 and we still don't know. We still don't know.
Okay, not so this horror. Is not a horror movie. No, no. Child's Play, 1988.
Oh my goodness. Child's Play made me hate every doll I ever owned and got rid of them.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
After this movie came out, I was like, nope, no more playing with dolls. I even got rid of my Barbies. That's how dedicated to not having anything demonic get inside my dolls.
How old were you at that point?
88. I was, yeah, I'm not telling you. I was between the ages of 8 and 11.
Okay.
I ain't telling you.
Now The Burbs. Have you seen The Burbs?
I have not seen The Burbs.
Now this is not a horror movie. I don't know where the hell she got this. It's Tom Hanks and a bunch of people in a cul-de-sac, and they're spying on their neighbors who are acting really weird. Like, they're digging in their backyard in the middle of the night. They're wearing creepy clothes. They only come out at night. I mean, it's not really a horror movie. It's more like I'd say a thriller.
Okay, number one.
It's also a comedy because they do stupid things.
I was going to say, I haven't seen this movie, but number one, 1988 in Tom Hanks. And I have yet to see a Tom Hanks in any kind of horror-esque type movie at all. You can't even say that Angels and Demons one, because that was more like a, you know, CIS kind of.
Oh, CSI. No, no, no.
CSI Bible thumping kind of. It was not horror.
This would probably be the closest to a horror movie he'd be in. But this is still like almost another horror comedy. Anyway, it's on Netflix.
It's Tom Hanks. Okay. What are we saying?
Tom Hanks. Okay, Arachnophobia.
Oh, jeez.
What do you think about Arachnophobia?
No, just no. No spiders, no cockroaches, no frogs, no piranhas, no. Do not turn anything into real life way worse than it really is. No, don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, what could be worse than a Brazilian deadly spider mating with an American house spider that turns spawn into super venomized spiders?
I don't care. Just don't do it. Do not give me a horror movie with real life, everyday creatures I see and make them worse. Not going to make me a fan of horror. No. Yeah.
No. Lake Placid.
Oh, Betty White. I love her. Oh, my God.
Now, this wasn't quite a horror movie either.
It kind of is, because I don't like going into the water where I can't see below.
Well, yeah. Nobody likes that. I don't like that.
But still, I cannot consider this a horror movie, because Betty White flipping off
the cops
was just, like, brilliant. I think that was her, like, debut as a bad girl.
Yeah.
But no, not scary.
That was the best part of the movie, was the whole Betty White thing.
It was. It really was. It's not really a horror movie, but yeah, I can't swim anywhere without seeing the bottom of it or watching someone go first and not get eaten.
Okay.
Yeah, not really horror.
Now, I didn't see this one, Black Swan.
I didn't see this either, but I thought that this was more of like a psychological, like, Fight Club kind of thing.
It's almost a sort of demon possession thing. Yeah, something like. Because she gets possessed.
Well, still.
It seems like.
Yeah, it's a bunch of ballerinas. No, next.
Okay, Misery.
Oh, jeez. This now is not horror. No. This is another one of those effed up people doing effed up things. And I do believe that there are people just like
Annie Wilkes.
Out there.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, there really are.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen a lot of fangirls out there.
I am nowhere near that level.
Oh, just give you time.
Oh, shut up. Sixth Sense.
Okay, The Sixth Sense wasn't really horror, but no, I love still the way it kind of did that H.P. Lovecraft kind of, you get it at the very end.
Yeah, it's still another ghost story.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
So not really a horror.
Not a horror. Like, no. I don't, yeah.
The Wicker Man, original 1973, not with Nicolas Cage.
Okay, I can't recall. It's about
witches. It's not really a horror movie.
Yeah.
And that's the list. That was the list.
Okay. Girlfriend, these are not horror movies that turned you into horror. Like, I was expecting, like, you to be like.
No, she chose these movies because they are horror light.
Horror light. See, I think what's really horrible, I think it's because you ruined me.
Did I do that?
You ruined me with horror films. Want to know how, everybody, or the two people that listen to this show? That would be myself and you. At 6 years old, what movie did you introduce me to? 6 years old. Freaked the living life out of me.
The Stuff?
No, that's not horror. Come on.
What?
Exorcist.
Oh, The Exorcist.
The Exorcist. At 6, I could not sleep for weeks. I got in trouble all the time because I would not sleep. Yeah. Because this one, like to back in the day, we had VHS and there was this little like cord with a little switch
remote,
yeah. But it was attached to the
VCR.
Yeah. And we had to pull it out all the way and I had to be your lookout.
Oh yeah.
So we'd hide in the hallway with this thing all stretched out and I'd have to sit up there just in case mom and dad came out so I could be like, just like that. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess this is one non-horror fan who will never be a horror fan because they had a sister who was a total horror fan.
Right? I mean, I'll watch horror movies when I gotta be in the mood. Yeah. That's usually a pissed-off mood. Usually a pissed-off mood.
Yeah.
If I'm pissed off, give me a horror movie, just not with frickin' zombies, please.
No, we've been watching mostly the weird ghost story.
Yeah, but see, I'm partial to ghost stuff. Yeah. I like ghost stuff, so I don't consider that horror. I consider that like...
It's a ghost story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll watch any kind of horror. Just do not give me zombies of any kinds. I don't know why. I know that the zombie apocalypse is going to happen.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Because it's been stated in biblical form, in Nostradamus, and all these philosophers and future seers, they all say a zombie apocalypse, so...
Well... Think of it this way. You're already prepared because you have a horror fan who knows what to do.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably be alive for like 2 months after the fact. And I'll be like, just eat me. I'm done. I'm done. Eat me. Eat me. Eat me.
Okay. I guess that wraps up our segment.
Yeah. Still a horror not fan. Sorry, y'all. Boobies.
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 Thank you. Do you think you've got what it takes to attract the dirty rats? All the dirty rats.
Were we going to talk about something else?
What do we have to talk about?
Like your favorite honey, Hiddles, is in a new movie coming October?
Oh, that's right. Hiddles is in a new movie. And did you see who's directing the movie?
For Guillermo. Guillermo del Toro.
Yes. I believe the movie is called Crimson Hill.
Crimson Peak.
Yeah, Crimson Peak. Thank you. My brain is not here. I am still... For those of you who don't know, my birthday was 2 days before this recording. I am still drunk.
He's going to make it last the whole week.
Yeah. Anyways, Crimson Peak and our favorite Alice in Wonderland is in it too. Our favorite Alice.
Yeah, she's in that.
She is. I believe this is now her second movie with the Hiddles.
Uh-huh.
As the kids say. Remember, she was also in Only Lovers Left Alive.
That's right.
She played...
She was that bitchy vampire sister.
Yeah. Anna.
I so wanted to kill her just on the principle of what she was doing.
Oh, I know. You drank Ian!
Yeah,
I think that's my favorite. I like lost every time I watch that movie. I lose it when he goes, "You drank Ian."
Yeah, and she's like, "Yeah, so what?"
Yeah,
bitch, you deserve to be staked for that.
They should make a sequel where they find out that she was killed or something in L.A.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Blood poisoning.
I wanted to kill her.
I thought that's where they were going with True Blood. To be honest with you, I that's how why I was so, like, With the whole Hep V thing in True Blood.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, welcome to ADD Hour. We've gone from Crimson Peak to True Blood. But that's my whole disappointment with that thing. I was like, dude, we need to make Hep V a lot worse than it is. Instead, it was, for most of season 7 of True Blood, it was True Blood meets The Walking Dead. And you're like,
basically, yeah.
Really? That's why they're canceling you, you son of a bitch.
Oh, boy.
Stick to your own show. Stay in your lane. You are the sexy vampire orgy people.
The softcore vampire porn.
you were my softcore vampire porn. And then you go all Walking Dead on me. No! Stay with the softcore vampire porn. Have Jason and Sookie sleep with the town. The entire town.
Well, see, Sookie was only hitting supernatural creatures, so, yeah.
Well, 90% of the bleeping town was supernatural, all right?
Almost.
That's why, kids, she never made the crossover onto the show Supernatural, because, well, we all know that Sam and Dean would pretty much have to stop her from sleeping with everything that moved.
Well, Dean would take a crack at her first, I think.
That depends on if the mark is working.
Well, you know, because he had sex with an angel in a previous season.
Oh, that's right, he did.
Oops. Anna, that hot scene in the backseat of the Impala, like, whoa.
My Impala don't want none unless you got wings, hon.
That's why Destiel is, it's coming.
Holy cow. We have gone down roads.
You know that's what we're good for.
Yes. We find the roads. What's our new thing? EMZT Radio? We go there.
We go there to the dark and dirty.
Going there so other legitimate podcasts don't have to. We should probably get back on track on this thing, shouldn't we?
What were we talking about?
Crimson Peak.
Crimson Peak, yes.
Yes,
which,
and that was...
The whole synopsis is, it's vague. It's way vague.
And you're not used to this from a GDT movie by now?
Oh, yeah. I am, actually. Did you see who else is going to be in this?
Whom?
Bobby Singer. Jim Beaver's in it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yo, oh, this is a definite must-see movie for all of us.
He's playing Mia's father. How perfect is that?
Yes. And for those of you who don't know, Mia is going to be married to the Hiddles. Who apparently is... I haven't figured it out yet. For those of you who don't know, the official trailer was at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
That's the main reason why this has been in the news. Because Comic-Con. And... I think he's undead or something.
He looks like he could be a vampire.
Yeah, some form of undead is what I'm getting off of this movie.
It says, listed as a charming hero with a mysterious past.
Yeah, yeah.
Who may not be what he appears to be. Okay.
And again, that's every hero in a Guillermo del Toro movie.
Yes, it is. It's like, can you be any vaguer?
Guillermo, it's okay. We know your TV show sucks.
Poor Guillermo.
I know. And because apparently, isn't he like pissed with FX because they really won't let him do what he wants to do or something? Did I read that somewhere?
Yes. Wait, yeah. Because he always had this whole... When I talked to him before at Fangoria Con, he was always all about, when he's doing a film or anything like that, he wants to have total creative control to do whatever the hell he wants because it's his vision. But
FX is not fans of that.
Yeah, see, FX, they're like, oh no, we own your ass, you do what we say. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not good, boys. That's not good.
You don't treat Guillermo like that. Let him have his creative license. All of his stuff he's done has always come up gold.
Yeah. But like and from what I understand, season 2 almost didn't happen, did it?
Right. They were so close to pulling the plug on it.
Wow. And so close to pulling the plug. I think they were close to pulling the plug after the dude's dick fell off in like episode 4.
Well, either they were going to pull the plug or Guillermo was going to walk. Either way.
Hey, we're used to that. I mean, David Lynch is... And we should probably do... You know what, though? I think at this point, between now and when we know there is a episode in the can of Twin Peaks, we should probably do the "Is David Lynch Still on Board?" update.
We need to start placing bets.
Yeah.
We need to try to make some side money off this deal.
I really don't think we're going to get Twin Peaks in 2016. Honestly, one day it's David Lynch is going to walk. The next day he's on board fully. The next day it's, well, they won't let him write what he wants.
Yeah. And then he's like, I'm gone. That's it. Then he comes back going, okay, we agreed. I can do this.
He's become more, his mood swings have become more unpredictable than Uwe Boyle's.
Poor Yui.
Yui, my friend, nobody wanted to see your first two of that series, okay? So don't come crawling to us. It's not a conspiracy.
No.
Nobody fucked you over.
No. You did it yourself,
buddy.
Yeah, you did it yourself because you do shitty work. Do shitty work.
Oh, don't be that mean. Okay, you're right.
Yes, no, he did shitty work. Because I gave him tons of chances. Because I go and watch his films just for the hell of it. Because he starts off really good, gets you good and hooked, and then it just drops out from under you. You're like, just, what the fuck?
It just goes to hell. And you're just like, really?
I'm like, okay, Yui, I want my money back.
Asshole.
And then when he did that whole thing about, fuck you, people.
You've been saying that to us for years, Uwe.
Yeah. Yeah, with all the movies you've done, you've told us, fuck you.
Well, at least you're saying it now, not actually making a movie where about halfway through it, you're just saying, fuck you anyways.
Yeah. Oh, I really don't feel sorry for him.
I don't either. I'm actually kind of glad it's not being made.
As long as he's done now making movies, we can get on with our lives.
No, he won't. He won't be done. He will never be done.
Yes, he will. He'll be done.
He'll say that in 20 minutes later. I am sorry, everybody. I will now come back and we'll try another Kickstarter.
Oh, let's see if he does this next year. I think he blew it for the rest of this year by saying "fuck you."
I don't because you got to think about it though. The independent horror crowd, which is us, we don't forget those things.
No, and we don't forgive that easily.
No, we do not.
No, we bear grudges for eternity.
We do. We bear grudges for a very long time, Uwe. I'm just saying.
Yes.
You should have just stuck to your middle fingers in your movies and not actually given a middle finger out.
Yeah, I mean, he totally fucked himself at this point. If I think he lost a whole ton more of fans by doing that whole video.
But then you have on the flip side, I mean, like, when it comes to Rob Zombie, how many people actually promoted 31?
Yeah.
Like, as a Kickstarter?
Yeah. Well, it was fan. Well, Rob Zombie. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Which it looks, I was, was looking at some articles and he was posting pictures of the psychos. I'm like, wow, our money's going to good use. Yeah. Because we made that shit happen. Woo!
Damn right. You damn right.
We can say that. Well, are we going to talk about... Are we going to talk about Crimson Peak again, or are we done with that?
I don't even know what to say about Crimson Peak. Because, I mean, like, okay, I had, in full disclosure, I haven't really read much about it. I just saw the trailer at Comic-Con and got really insanely geeked about it. Boy, and speaking of Comic-Con, though, there was a lot of... Did you see that a lot of the people were pissed? Like, Ryan Reynolds... was because a lot of the trailers got leaked.
Yeah.
Like Deadpool like got leaked, what was it, 3 or 4 hours before it was supposed to come out, and Ryan Reynolds took to Twitter and just got pissed.
Well, the whole thing was he even went to Comic-Con as Deadpool.
Well, and
he sort of leaked it himself, I think.
I don't know if he did or not. But I mean, the official trailer, though. Somebody made a boot.
Oh.
And the official trailer got leaked, like, 3 or 4 hours before. And he went to... And this is why I like Ryan Reynolds. This is why, even if I'm not interested in the movie, I will go see it because it's Ryan Reynolds. Because he really is, like, a man of the fans.
Yes, he is.
He actually got... When he went on Twitter, he got livid because... He's like, well, congratulations to the a-hole who did it. You just screwed a whole bunch of fans out of seeing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for that, I was like, yes. And he's actually kind of comically gifted.
He is. He's perfect for Deadpool.
That was going to be my question, was could you see anybody playing Deadpool better than him?
No. He is absolutely nail on the head Deadpool. He is Deadpool.
Although
nobody else can do it.
I did like the scene where there he's in the plane. I forget who he's talking to. And guy looks at him and goes, "This your plane?" He said, "Yeah. Iron Man let me borrow it." And then he cut back to where to where Iron Man's on the thing. And there's a big He looks at his fleet, and there's one missing, and there's a big IOU. I love that shit, man. I love it.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, that's what we need in our superheroes. Speaking of which, did you get your loot crate?
Loot crate, yeah.
Did you see what was in it?
Oh, my God.
Did you see your new... I know it's my new favorite book. I don't know if it's your new favorite book or not.
Yes!
League of Regrettable Superheroes.
Regrettable Superheroes. I'm like, really? It looked pretty good.
Yeah, Nightmare and Sleepy. Actually, no, I was coming through the book the other day, and I actually remember a few of these. Like, I've seen a few of these comics. The Black Dwarf.
No, I don't remember much of them.
Well, then again, you know, you can look up online and probably find these. Dr. Vampire.
Dr. Vampire.
He's a doctor. He's a vampire. Just don't let him do surgery on you.
Because you'll be a few quarts short.
Nurse, we need a few more pints of blood in here. It's cocktail night. Oh goodness. Anyways, I'm out of material. I just wanted to bring up some of the Comic-Con highlights, because usually we bring up Comic-Con highlights about this time.
Oh, Comic-Con. God, we need to go.
We need to get a booth there one day.
We need to have a booth or table, something. We need to go. We need to be sponsored somewhere.
Yeah, we do. We need sponsors. Hey, people, we need sponsors.
We need sponsors. So we could go to these fabulous Comic-Cons, because yes. Comic-Con is the shit. Yes.
Loot Crate, if you're listening, we would like to have you as a sponsor.
Loot Crate, we will so talk about Loot Crate. We are Loot Crate fans. Yeah. Yes. We will talk about.
I get my horror block, I think, next week.
Oh, the horror block. Yeah, I know. I want it. I want horror block, but their shipping cost is too outrageous.
Oh, I know. Their shipping, yeah. Literally, their shipping cost is like a fourth.
It's $10 for shipping. It's but the box itself is $20. $20.
Yeah.
I mean, I got now a Box of Dread, which is $20, and I got Loot Crate, which is $19.37. But Horror Block, which is the ultimate horror geek fan thing, it's $30. It's a little too much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, but at least, but I mean, but here's the whole thing about it, though. And you pay $30, I get to pay $35 because my incredibly fat ass has to pay extra because I need shirts to cover my big fat ass. no, I'm serious. It's an extra $6 for me because I like my well, I'm a 2X.
Yeah.
And 2X is about $6 more.
Wow. That's
because us fat people have to be taxed. No, I'm kidding. I know it's more fabric, blah, 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 blah. But,
you know, not even Loot Crate does that.
Yeah, Loot Crate doesn't charge me extra because I'm a big fat, fatty fat. But if, I know one company that probably would sponsor us. I need to talk to them. Deathwish Coffee.
Hey, I saw, didn't you mention that before?
Yes, I am an avid drinker of Death Wish coffee. I subscribe to their monthly service, which for $20 I get a pound of coffee.
Just a pound for $20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Best bloody coffee you've had in a while. It's worth the $20.
All right.
So there you go.
Gaze at the sea. girl. Only speak when spoken to. Perfect poise and posture. I don't want to fit into your idea of perfection. I'll do what I wanna do. I am my own person. Stand up, be proud of who you are. Don't let others put you down. You've gotten so far. You can change. For you to even try to understand me, you can't knock me away. I won't be played that way. I'm not your baby doll. This bitch is gonna stand tall. I'm a middle finger ring. Come play with me. Sharp nails, gonna sit and take it in. You can change me, you can.
And I guess that wraps up another episode of EMZT Radio, right, MJ?
Absolutely. I'm going to be taking another week off, and then I'm back full time.
Nice. Now we got to pick the right day.
Yeah, that's the only thing now. The schedule's calmed down a lot, so we're going to be picking a day where we just do what we need to do. And we'll be back full time. So, congratulations on us.
Sounds great.
Sounds awesome.
So, also stay tuned for more EMZT Radio minis with Little Boom Doom. We have Sinister Sisters also.
Nice.
Yes. See, in your absence, I've been expanding a little bit.
I see that. And I've got a few projects coming down the pike, too. I'm talking to a friend of mine right now. We might bring in the Grindhouse to a place near
you. That sounds like a great title for a segment. In the Grindhouse.
I think we're going to do that, actually.
Oh,
in the Grindhouse.
In the Grindhouse. Nice.
Yes.
That sounds good. I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that one hopefully soon. I am getting everything together.
Okay, yeah. So. Takes time to make schedules, I know.
And the host will be a surprise. It's one of my friends. We're kind of excited about it, so yeah.
Ooh, sounds like fun. I love Grindhouse movies.
Yes.
From the 70s, those are fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can't wait till Grindhouse actually comes back fully. And you know it will.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in this United States of offensiveness.
What a best way to say, screw you!
Honestly, I think more than ever, Grindhouse movies are needed. They're needed now.
Yes, they are.
Because, you know what? We need to lighten up, America. Lighten up, America. Don't be so offended by everything.
Yeah, seriously. Really, people? Really?
Grilling is now sexist. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist. We need the Grindhouse
and illegal. Movies. Illegal, because too many people are allergic to the peanuts.
Yeah. Thanks, Monsanto. Thank you, Roundup, for killing us all. Anyways, we should probably get out of here, shouldn't we?
Yeah, let's go before we say something we shouldn't.
Again. All right, kiddies, let's get out of here.
Are you sitting comfortably?
No.
I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
And let me give you some advice. When you leave a man for dead, make sure he's really dead.
Red Rum! Red Rum! Red Rum!
Is he back home? I'm a murderer. I'm a freak. But here, among the monsters, I'm normal. I like it here. I want to stay.
Oh, great, Valium. Not only will we be able to get to sleep, but if we're attacked in the middle of the night, we won't even care.